Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord has given us another wonderful day to do His will, minister His word, be a blessing, and enjoy our time with Him. I enjoy all my time with the Lord. And I'm not just here to obey Him. I enjoy Him as a person. I enjoy the Lord. And the Lord loves us. It was always His desire to have His people and bless them, and His people enjoy a relationship. Cold religion treats God as a faraway stranger. Cold religion is an attack from the enemy. Revelations talks about being on fire for God, being hot. That's the love walk, being in love with what's right, sincerity towards God, seeking to be a blessing, seeking to be a help to others, seeking what's right, seeking the things of God. But when we follow Him and learn who He is, all those things happen. The whole religion is a lie. The Lord made it so that we could relate with Him. In a sinful state, God couldn't relate to us. It was hard for God to get through to man until He did something about the sin. When we believe on Jesus Christ, we destroy our sin problem. Our mind may not be renewed, but our heart, from the heart we want what's right. You know, in the Old Testament, that never happened. They struggled to know God with an unrenewed heart. Our spirit man is made new. They just had a love for God. They couldn't control their passions and their sins, and God went to sin and dealt with it through the blood covenant and the rituals of the animals that they, you know, the animals didn't wash their sin away, it just covered their sin. They couldn't go to heaven, they had to go to paradise, they had to go to Abraham's bosom. And they went there in this paradise. And the Lord was with them, blessed them. And we have to follow the things of God. As we follow God, we get to know the Lord for who He is. And we get to see what's true. And we have the ability to judge what's right. We have the ability to be sincere, to love God for who He is as a person. Jesus did it right. He became the sacrifice we needed. He became that our sins were poured upon Him, and He destroyed them. He did this for the whole entire world and every age of the world, from Adam to the last man born. Everybody born under Adam's lineage can be saved. Not the giants, but those that unaltered people could be saved. The angel-human hybrids, they can't be saved. They're in defiance. The enemy did that to stop what Christ was doing, to keep Christ from coming. But we have redemption. And we need to relate to God, not the cold suggestions of cold religion. It keeps man from knowing God, who He is. The enemy has launched many attacks against the people of God. He formed it. Islam was brought about out of rebellion. It took the void of Baal worship. Israel. Baal worship was destroyed in Israel. through the captivities. And God took Baal worship out of the mouth of his people using Nebuchadnezzar. And people saw that it failed. So Islam took the place of it. And it's designed, you know, early on, the Muslims were the ones who took people slaves, sold people into slavery, killed Christians before America was founded. They had a problem from the time that Islam started. It was designed as an attack against the people of God. Then the teachings, the false teaching has entered the church through the seminaries. The enemies of God, tares, continue the deadness of cold religion. And it's not, anything that tries to get between you and God doesn't come from God. It's an attack. The enemy couldn't stop the church, so he tried to blend in things that would hinder. Now, this is not new news. It may be new to us. You know, I wasn't taught this in the beginning. I was just taught the things that you learn in church. And as I began to follow God, I started seeing things for what it really is. So I have no love for cold religion and deception and rebellion. But I love the relationship of the Lord. And almost every broadcast I do has relationship in it, because that's what people are lacking. The dynamics of relating to God needs to be broadcast. Now, these broadcasts are here to assist people to get to know the Lord. It's a tool. Use it to draw near to the Lord. He'll draw near to you because he's alive. And he wants to. He loves you. Not for what you can do for him, but because he loves you for you. And it's a blessing to do his word, do his will, do his plans. And as I do the things of God, it's a great joy to me, and I love it. I love doing God's perfect will. And I desire to do it more and more. And as I go forward doing his will, my joy increases. And I wish everybody would do that. They can. But so many times people feel like people look at them different if they express that they hear from God. Everybody's supposed to be hearing from God. Just like everybody should be saved. This is not just for a select few. This is for everybody. There's no elite force in God. It's just people that some people would draw near and some people would. God loves everybody, and everybody has great potential. And he's for you. I'm for you. I want to see people do everything possible. And we're not subject to cold religion anymore. Ever. Again. We're not subject to the things that's not life anymore. We can have all that God say we can have. We can do all that God say we can do. We can enjoy our time on earth, our time with the Lord, our time spent in his presence. This is our heritage. And Jesus paid a high price for us to have. When I'm not motivated for myself, I'm motivated because of what he's done. I don't have to walk around sick because he did something about my sickness. I don't have to walk around lost because he did something about my salvation. I don't have to walk around broken because he gave me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Cold religion will frown on me for doing the things of God. But I frown back at cold religion because I'm going to serve my God. And I appreciate all that he's done for me. I owe no apology to cold religion. People that want to believe the wrong thing. But it's time now for people to not only follow God, but act on what he's leading us to do. He'll give you a tailor-made instruction for your life. It'll be the best choice you can make. All the wisdom of God is in it. And you're going to love it. Good things happen when you follow him. Treasures. Things will happen that will cause you to treasure God. And not just go through the motions of this life. You can have a good life, a blessed life. You can do the things that's right. And you can go forward. And everybody has their own story, their own testimony. Because God is so good. Every time a person draws near to the Lord, that's another person activated in the things of God. And that's what I like. I like to see people activated in the things of God. And I like to see people enjoy what God's done. As we go forward in the Lord doing his will, doing his word, we bear fruit. Bearing fruit is very important. That's displaying the love of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God. It's what God is by God. And we do it publicly. Our life is on display publicly. And people see it and they learn the word of God. People that don't read the word of God and possibly can't read can see the love of God in us. And they desire it. God's looking at the heart. And the Lord can use our actions to minister to people. When we take the high ground, which is doing the love walk, doing what's important, treating people like Jesus treats us, that's bearing fruit. And then God will use that fruit to nourish people in the world. And we become fruitful. But we don't have to stop there. We can multiply in the things of God. He can give you guidance and you act on it. He can give you specific things to do and you act on it. He can anoint you to do things and you act on it. You can live with an activated anointing all the time. I used to preach every now and then when the Lord first came. And then I preached more. Then I wonder, what would it be like to preach every day? God give me a sermon in our ministry every day, a formal sermon. He said, you'll get used to yielding to the Holy Spirit. And God will give you fresh messages all the time. And I'm doing that because the broadcasts, I do these every day. Except the weekend. On the weekend, I teach Sunday school. There's only one day a week that I may not do a broadcast. That's on the Saturday. I rest that day. I just take time and relax. Do things. You have to refresh. But it's a blessing to be able to share these broadcasts. Everyone is important. Everyone is will bless people. There are some that listen to all of them. It's here to be a blessing. But don't just listen to broadcasts, draw near to the Lord and use this information. These things are true and certain. They're my testimony. That is what God gave me to do. But it's good to ask the Lord, is he telling the truth? Is he right about this? You got to get to know the Lord for yourself. He he's too good. He's too good. Leave anything in the house. Your relationship with the Lord is for you. And you can enjoy Him, His presence, His word, His wisdom, His knowledge. He talks back. He talks to you. You know, in prayer, I pray a lot. Most of my prayers listen. And I ask questions and I talk to the Lord. I talk to the Lord about things. And he knows how to answer you so you'll understand Him. You'll get used to His voice. And then there are times I have believed, being honest, I have believed that the Lord said something. And I say, Lord, show me, help me. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to think I'm hearing from you and I'm not. So I want you to confirm this or help me come out of all forms of deception. The Word of God helps us to find that balance of God's voice. That we have to know it by the character, by what we know God's voice by the Word of God. So take time, don't just go and pray and ask the Lord to talk to you without studying the Word. Study the Word. Be faithful with what you have. You have the written Word of God. Fill your heart with His Word. Study the same scriptures over and over again. Let it get in your heart. Let the Word take root in you. And you won't have a problem hearing from the Lord and understanding what He has to say. He's here to help us. And the enemy will try to talk in the name of the Lord. Don't be afraid of that. You'll be able to judge it. And God will help you do it. The things of God fit. Things of life is life, and it fits, and it makes sense. It's good. But the things of the world, they don't fit. And as you get to know the Lord, you'll begin to understand what fits and what don't, what's in God, what's not. And like anything, if you make mistakes, don't be afraid. God is able to fix it. You're going to make mistakes. If you try to do anything, when children try to learn how to walk, they fall down. You know, it's possible to make mistakes, but that's not the end of the story. As you follow God, you're going to get to know Him. It's going to be good. You're going to enjoy Him. He's going to bless you. He's going to take care of you. He's going to help you grow. And just enjoy Him. And it's good. Learn what He has to say and do it. Because God has something to say for you. He has something to say to you. And it's going to bless you. You're going to enjoy Him. And when you do fail, make mistakes or do something you wish you didn't, go back and ask the Lord, how can I prevent this from happening again? Why did I make that decision? How did I get off track? And He'll explain. This is what I do. When I get off track, I say, Lord, how did that happen? So I don't want it to happen again. And I just keep drawing there, and He keep teaching me. It takes revelation to clear things up like it should. Receiving His knowledge and wisdom. Growing in Him. In everything that we grow in Him, we learn who He is. Even Jesus had to learn everything. He had to learn just like we do. So it's important. It's a good thing to learn and grow, go forward. And as we do the things of God and go forward in Him, we learn. We do better. We're able to do better. And it's good. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is right here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.